Hey y'all, welcome back to the DIY Entrepreneurs Reaction Show. I'm so glad you decided to tune in with me today. Go ahead and hit that like button and become a subscriber to the channel if you're not already a subscriber. I would really appreciate that. Tonight we're going to be reacting to another Shark Tank pitch. This is the live show, the new season, and so you're going to see the intro to the show because this was something new that they did for this new season, season 14. So this is the first episode, and so let's check it out.
Coming to you live in front of a studio audience, it's Shark Tank Live. Let's welcome our six sharks.
Six.
Cybersecurity tech titan, Robert Bergevin. Brand builder extraordinaire and inventor of over 1,000 products, Lori Grenier. Purveyor of the cold, hard truth, Mr. Wonderful himself, Kevin O'Leary.
Mr. Wonderful.
Real estate trailblazer and marketing genius,
that
Barbara
is
Palmer.
Pretty, Barbara. That is very flattering on her.
Founder of iconic fashion brand.
Okay, Damon. With the striped shirt, striped suit. Okay.
Renowned tech entrepreneur and owner of the Dallas Mavericks, Mark Cuban.
Okay, he got it. I like he in the stadium.
Unprecedented live Shark Tank event starts now.
They show the announcer.
Next up is a returning entrepreneur looking for a second slice of the action with an innovative solution for leftovers. Let's find out about the entrepreneur.
Is that an Avery?
Tate, let's hear about this one. Howdy, sharks. My name is Tate Koenig. Back to give you one more chance to get in on a slice of the action as Mr. Cheese Pizza.
Oh, it's a cake.
Sharks, when it comes to leftover pizza, we've all tried to cram that big, bulky pizza box in the fridge, even though there's only a few slices left in it. It takes over the whole shelf and knocks over everything in the process. So I decided to think outside the box. Sharks, meet the pizza pack. The expandable and collapsible pizza storage container that can store a single slice or an entire pie.
Wow.
Each pizza pack comes with 5 divider trays that not only keep your slices separate during storage, but double as perfect pizza plates when you want to microwave and reheat. And each pizza pack comes with a pop-top air vent to keep you safe from the dreaded soggy slice syndrome, even when reheating the entire pack at once.
Wow.
Sharks, trust me, it's time to cheese the day. We are just preheating the oven on this legendary product that is literally history in the baking. But, now hold on, there's a but. We need your dough. And I'm asking for $100,000 for a 10% slice.
Right. So corny.
So Sharks, who's ready to start making some cheddar?
Can we try the pizza
pack? Yeah, of course, it's what you guys need. Oh yeah. It's dinner time. You need a little za.
I'm Irish. It's awful.
You I didn't make the pizza. Oh, I just
you guys
made the pizza
like
back.
This idea?
Yeah! It is a cool idea.
This is very well made.
They tasted a pizza like he made it. Like, they just couldn't wait to eat, I believe. But I think that is a real cool idea. Like, out the gate, the way he explained it, the way he delivered it, I think it is really unique with the slices. You could take one of the slices out on the little dividers and put it on in a mic or in the oven. Probably not the oven. But, you could reheat it in that. It's convenient. Take it for lunch. It could be like your lunch box. You could probably store other stuff in there other than pizza. You put the other dividers in there and put a little salad or your little sauce on the top. Brilliant idea. Brilliant idea.
If you sell these for them, what do they cost you to make?
Yeah, so we've got down, we make these for $4, landed cost. Sell them for $24.99 with the
wow.
plates and everything.
Good
Would
for you.
Would you guys pay $24.99?
I just wanted to.
Now, it's not just a pizza pack, it's a whole set of dishes, too.
Yeah, no, I have a question for you. This is extremely well made.
Thank you.
And it's very solid. It completely collapses, and it comes with all of that.
Right.
So how does that vent out? You can reheat everything in this all at once?
Yeah, you can throw either reheat single slices on these trays
or
the whole pack
of
all five or six in there at once.
Hey, wow. Hey,
I wasn't around when these underachievers do your last deal, but this one, how many in sales what do you have?
Yeah, so we just started selling this in April. Since April, we've done over $250,000 in sales.
Wow.
In the first 2 months, we were pretty much out of inventory. 200,000 of it was the last 2 months.
Tate, how are you selling it online?
Online. Wow. So we're on our website, The Perfect Pizza Pack, and then also on Amazon and Walmart.
So how are you promoting it?
Social media, advertisements, and then
what's your return on
TikTok? What, sorry?
So you buying ads or just having fun?
We're doing ad spends. It's about $2.83 for a customer.
And this is all online, correct?
Yes.
And what is going to be your profit off of your sales this year?
For this year or so far?
Anybody else?
$250, we'll make about $60,000.
Anybody else make something similar, Tate?
So absolutely nothing. We have had one knockoff come out since we started.
Are you patented?
Pending. So we've got a utility and two design patents pending. We've been able to use those to get everyone else shut down. There's one knockoff that's still up. Yeah. As soon as that issues, we're confident we'll be able to get them down.
How many partners do you have? Compliment.
Two.
Two partners?
Two business partners.
How much do you own of the company?
35%.
Oh, how much money have you put
35%?
In?
Yes, that's correct.
How much money have you raised?
No. So there's three business partners, me and two others.
So you split it three ways.
We split it three
ways. How much did you raise, or are you in debt?
We've each put in $25,000 of our own money, and we owe nothing.
What did the other guys do?
Matt Pichelle.
And where are they today, by the way?
Well, I'm the sales guy. I'm the front man. They all have very good things. Charlie
I wonder
does.
Why, right?
So I have a question to ask you. What do you plan to do with the money?
Inventory.
Inventory,
we need more inventory.
Inventory.
Yep, that's it.
That's what you need it for?
Inventory and to play the offense, to get ahead. We want to get as much space as we can, as fast as we can.
Tate, I have bad news for you.
Okay.
I don't get this product. I really don't. And I had an Italian boyfriend in high school, and I ate pizza every night with his family. They never saved a piece. I ate it all up. Robert, excuse me.
Oh, I'm sorry, Barbara.
You better be sorry. I'm out.
Tate, I didn't like the pizza, and I think, I mean, congratulations, this is a one-product company. I like to invest in a wider set of products. Okay. I'm out.
Tate, your last product was a loser. This one's a winner, okay? I'm going to give you $100,000 for 10% because I'm not greedy and I'm Mr. Wonderful. However, royalty.
They're trying hard for this crowd participation.
Here's the deal. Because the audience wants it, I didn't, but they do. I'm willing to put a very small royalty of $2 a unit till I get my 100 back, and then it drops to 50 cents in perpetuity. Take the deal, eat the pie.
The P word, perpetuity.
$2?
He's got huge margins.
Crazy.
Robbery.
Look, you have huge margins. He's right. And it only costs you $2.83 for customer acquisition.
Right.
Why haven't you acquired more customers? Why haven't you ramped up?
We haven't had enough inventory. When we first started out...
So do you have a supply chain problem? You can't get it, or what's the deal?
We can now. We've got a bunch of... Like I said, when we started in April, we ordered 1,000 of them to test it. We sold out in a matter of days. We ordered 2,500 more. Those sold out. We just got a big batch of inventory that landed a week ago, China.
It's the best problem.
Hey, what do you need from a shark?
Honestly, we need the money for inventory and the connections to do either a large nationwide pizza chain partnership, getting that retail space or something like that.
All roads lead to Mr. Wonderful.
Hey, I'm going
to
make you an offer. I'm not going to be greedy.
He has all his answers down packed. I love the way he's able to fire off his answers. And this is live TV, so they're giving him questions and he answering them left and right. He like, I made this. I got two partners. We split it. He doing the thing. And it is a cool product. So I'm excited for him. I really am. I hope
Brady, I'm
you
not
get
gonna
a
ask
good
for royalty.
Deal.
I'm
wow.
going to offer you $100,000, but I'd like 20% because I want to work with you side by side.
Don't even think about that.
Yes, think about it, because I can get you everywhere. I can get you everywhere.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Ooh, that was kind of rich though. It's already three of them. And so each one of them will have to come up off of something. But 20% is rich. That is a rich deal. And so she probably shot herself in the foot. He only got 35%. But let's
okay, Tate, I hate investing in companies run by inventors. And you just jump from product to product to product. But I like buying companies from inventors. So we're going into commercial break. I want you to think what you would want me to pay to buy your company out completely.
Wow.
Don't answer me now, but when we come back, I want a number.
Wow.
Deal?
Done.
Two sharks are out. And Tate has two offers on the table for his leftover pizza container business, Pizza Pack. But Mark wants to know how much it would take for Tate to sell 100% of his company.
Wow, he is an inventor. He done been on the tank before.
What you're about to tell me is the biggest response to a question you will ever make in your life. You have a chance to be worth who knows how much money if you're fair. And you give me a number that's reasonable. So Tate, what's your number?
Well, Mark, I think this has a long ways to go and a lot to make. We're just getting going. To get it from me today with everything ahead of it, $5 million.
The baby said $5 million. Look at him, he's thinking.
What do you guys think?
Hey.
Are you serious?
Hey. You valued your company at $1 million. And I understand it was just for a percentage, but that's insane. That is absolutely insane for a company with $250,000. Even though I like the product, that's why I asked. So,
but you still have Mr. Wonderful.
And you still have me.
All right. Yeah, look. Guys, I like the product. Okay? Look, I prefer my pizza cold. Normally, I prefer it under the bed, but this is good, right? I like the product. And I like that you can stack it for kids and everything.
It's a negotiation.
So, okay, here, let's do it this way, guys. I'll let you talk to these guys.
Okay.
But in the back of your mind, I want you to think of the right number.
Okay.
Because I can write the check. It's just a matter if you're ready to sell.
Oh, so you want him to negotiate against himself?
Absolutely. I use you guys all the time.
Tate, you know what, Tate? I'm going to change my offer.
I think what you asked for is actually crazy. I don't think what you asked for is crazy. I love this. This is a huge licensing play. I can get all the NFL teams on this as well as the major chains will probably give it away after you buy a certain amount of pies. But I need to be 1/4. Let's cut this pie the right way. 1/4. All of us are equal partners. $100,000, 25%.
Wow.
Whoa.
If you value the company at $5 million,
no
why
royalty.
Would you do that?
What do you think of that?
Tate, you know what? I believe in you. Listen, I just believe in you. I can tell instantly when something is a hero or a zero. And this is a hero. I love it. I want to be a part of it. I want to take the ride with you.
I hope she's going from that 20%.
I'm changing my offer. I'm going
sure
to take it down from 100,000 for 15%. In it to win it with you, side by side.
I'll go to 20%.
Wow. I'll tell you what.
Okay. I'm still out.
To a dollar.
Okay.
Down from 2 to 1, but 50 cents in perpetuity. That's a great deal, and you get the only Mr. Wonderful.
That's right. That's Lori, I think you're fantastic. I've dreamt of working with you since I was here with the cheese chopper. Can we meet in the middle at 12 and a half?
You don't want to know what I was going to come back with?
You know what? 13, Tate, and you got a deal.
You don't want to know
what I'm going to hold on. You got a deal.
What are you coming back with, Mark? I will wait for a second.
Hold on.
Can I hear what Mark has to offer first?
Tate, you know what happens sometimes in the Shark Tank.
Uh-oh.
Come on, Tate.
Bird in the
You know Mark, what I can do for you.
Did you have something else you want to say?
Yes.
Can I hear it?
No, Tate, you need... Come on. I was your dream partner.
Okay, Tate.
You've got
the number
it.
That works
Come
for
on.
Me.
Say the
I'll
deal.
I'll write you a check for $1.5 million to buy your company right this very second. You get $1.5 million. You can go invent everything and anything you ever dreamed of.
And
your whole life changes.
Your
whole life changes just like that.
Mark,
take the deal.
Mark, I really appreciate that offer. That's a ton of money, and that's fantastic. But I think I can make a ton of money with this with Lori. I'd love to take the deal.
That was a good deal and a good product. Now, I don't really know about the good deal. I think he could have probably did something with having some of them kind of come in together. I would have liked to see if Damon would have came in with Lori to make a deal. But they already got three people and it's already split those three different ways, he probably has more because he's the salesperson. So he's the one that's bringing in the money. And so he came into the tank wanting a deal for $100K for 10% of the company, needing it mainly to meet inventory, to meet the demand that he has out there, because he's making sales already. And he's been in business since what, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, 6 months. He's been in business only 6 months, a half a year, and it is a real cool, good product. I could definitely see this just kind of blowing up. Ended up walking out of the tank with a deal with Lori for 13. I thought they said 13.5, but on the screen it says 13% stake for $100K. And so she ends up coming into the deal. I believe she's going to knock this out of the park. I think Lori is the branding, and this would do wonders on QVC. I mean, it did wonders with us just watching it. And so I'm sure by the time that this aired, that he had even more sales. And again, if you already went out and purchased it or went to his website, you know you're going to get it in probably about 2 months, because he's already said that he needs to make some money for some inventory. So you can already expect that it's going to be a wait on the shipping when you go to order it. But cool product. Kudos to him. I really do hope that this partnership proved to be very profitable for the both of them and Lori. I think she got a big one on this one. And what do y'all think about Mark trying to buy the man business out for $1.5 million? I think he made the right decision in not selling for that much for the $1.5. He probably was reaching for the stars at the $5 million with only being in production or being in business for 6 months since he said he started in April. But $1.5 million, I think that was a very lowball offer for this very good product. And I could see why Lori is just excited that she was able to get the deal. So I think that was just a low blow with Mark coming in trying to buy the whole business, you know, for the $1.5 million. And I'm so glad he turned that down. He didn't even try to counter. He like, all right, look, Lori, I love you. Let's do business. And so that went well for them. I really do hope it works out for them. Thank you guys so much for tuning in and staying until the end. I really do appreciate it. Make sure you hit that like button and become a subscriber to the channel if you like this content. And make sure you check us out for the next ones.
Oh,
you have
awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you.